I've told our team we're heading into the last quarter of the season. Obviously, we got a couple big games here at home in a row. We're going to take them one game at a time. We get the Green Bay Packers here, and we got to prepare better, work better, find a way to go out and play our best game of the year. When I look back at the tape, we had some opportunities to do some things better. I think our players will say that, but at the same time, we got to continue to put them in situations to where they can do things better all the time, and then we got to make plays when they present themselves. So I thought our defense improved in the scoring zone, you know, obviously keeping that team from scoring touchdowns, you know, quite a few other than kicking some field goals, and we got to continue to score the ball in the scoring zone. Great pass to David Njoku for the touchdown, but there are some others that we had opportunities at that we didn't finish. So, again, we're a group that's growing, getting better, but in those critical situations and games, we got to learn how to make those plays to finish games and to keep giving us a chance to win. So I think our guys get it. They were outstanding in the building today. Coming in to talk about the game, watch the tape, understand what we did do and what we didn't do and what we need to continue to do better. I know for the group it's frustrating, but at the same time, they know they're the only guys that can change it. They got to play better. You know, we got to continue to coach better. We got to continue to work better. And I think that's what the guys see. From a medical standpoint, there's not much that's changed from yesterday. I think we'll continue to get you guys the information as we know it. But like last night, the two guys that we talked about was Peppers. You know, he's going to have his knee looked at and make sure exactly where we are. Hopefully it's nothing serious, and so we'll know more as we go. And then the other one was Randall Telfer, who I think is going to be fine. You know, but again, I want to make sure we get him totally cleared before I tell you guys exactly where he is.
So Peppers has not had the MRI, or he's...
I think he's had it. I think we just got to get it, you know, read and make sure exactly what it is. But I think hopefully it's just nothing more than a bruise or something like that. And hopefully it's nothing serious.
Telfer, we heard he did not have a concussion, but there's something else going on.
Right. No. Yeah. He does not have a concussion. That's for sure. But exactly what it is, I mean, until I know what the medical term is, do I want to say? But it's definitely not a concussion.
You talked about finishing. Mm-hmm. And I know there's no way you can replicate situational game football. So what's the answer other than just taking the lumps and the growing?
Well, we've taken the lumps, you know. I think but we've had some of these situations come up earlier in the year. You know, I think our players have to be able to go back and put themselves in those spots when you're there and remember the lessons learned, you know. And some of those things we do try to recreate, you know, at practice as much as we can. But like you said, it's nothing like the game rep when it happens. And so we just got to continue to put them in those situations when we can, as much as we can, and hope that our guys learn from those. But outside of that, it's kind of what you said. You just got to keep pushing through it. You just got to plow through it and make sure you're managing it every chance that you get.
When you that reference, when you called that timeout there, 4:59,
right,
down 9. So what was going through your mind?
No, this is what was going through. It wasn't what was going through my mind. It was what was going through the headset.
Okay.
I don't think you guys knew that all game there was an issue with our headsets and with the coach to quarterback communicator, and he never got the play.
Okay.
He never got the play call at all. So it's either you're going to end up getting a penalty, or we tried to get up on the ball earlier, I think in the second quarter, and he called a play because he couldn't get it. And we end up running a play into a bad defense that we shouldn't run because he couldn't hear anything. So I thought the best thing to do there, since he couldn't hear anything, take the timeout. Let's get our composure. First, let's see if we can get the phones to work again and make sure that we run the next best play for us. So that's what that was about. Wasn't about let's just go burn a timeout. That was about the headsets not working.
Good, but good answer. But what I'm asking, we're down 9. What are you thinking? What field goal?
This is what we needed to do. If we can score a touchdown, score a touchdown. If we need to kick a field goal, kick a field goal. We're gonna have to do both anyway. Okay, so that was what I was thinking. But more so than that, I wanted to make sure that we didn't end up getting a penalty that was gonna push us back. So I called timeout so that I can try to get this phone thing squared away and get our quarterback settled down, because that was frustrating to him all day. having to deal with that. I mean, that started in the first quarter and didn't stop until the game was over, to be very honest with you.
Can you assess where Deshaun is at this point in the season, just from a accuracy standpoint, from a development, from turnovers, just kind of
right. I think Deshaun has improved. He has, obviously, from the beginning of the year till now. I mean, the things that we've talked about earlier in the year reared his ugly head yesterday late in the game. And so, you know, there was some things that I thought early he did well. But as the game went on, you know, there were some things that he needed to do better. I think Deshaun is still a growing young quarterback. I think he's working extremely hard. I think he's trying his tail off to win for his football team. And I think sometimes in those moments, you know, you kind of revert back, you know. And so, you know, you're going to take the good with the bad. He's done some good things. He did some things that he's got to continue to grow and learn from. I'm not down on Deshaun. I want Deshaun to keep working at this thing. He knows he has my backing, my support, but he knows there's some areas he's got to grow and grow up, you know, pretty fast in. And I think he's taking that challenge. When I seen his face today, he was down. I'm being very honest with you. But I told him in front of the whole offensive football team, we're not doing that. We're not going to get down. You know, we're going to keep a smile on our face, and we're going to keep working at this thing to get better, because being down is not going to do anything. You know, I need his energy, his passion, because he's done a lot of good things. He's done some things that young quarterbacks do. I think we all get that. And there's some things he's got to continue to fight through, but he's got to keep working at it.
Did you win on some of those misses from Deshaun when he was trying to throw to Josh? How much do you put on the lack of timing and the fact that they didn't work together a bunch? And then how many do you point to and say Deshaun just needs to make a better throw?
I think a lot of it, I think, is game reps. You know, you can do a lot of this stuff, simulate a lot of this stuff in practice, but the game rep of how a guy runs a route and what your drop and the timing of everything, how it's going to time up in a game, is different. I'm just being very honest with you. And I think we've seen some of that. We saw some plays that were made. We saw some plays that were left out there. You know, and I think until they have these game situations and you start to understand Josh's body language and how he goes about doing things, and whether as a quarterback I quicken up my drop or stretch my drop, or these things, the anticipation when the ball comes out, you're learning. So I thought that was a huge learning piece for Deshaun yesterday, and hopefully we will be better because we'll practice. Deshaun will not let it be just, you know, let's go have this normal rep. It's got to be a real legitimate game full speed rep so that you don't miss those anymore. Not that we don't do that, but I still think it's easier when you're going on air and doing those things, and all of a sudden here comes a game and somebody's next to him who's trying to take the ball for the other team and take it away. That's a different type of pressure. So you just got to work through those things.
Questions about a quarterback's accuracy, mm-hmm. and I'm not just pinpointing right. Deshaun, but uh-huh. just in general as a coach. When there are those issues there, is that something that you can coach out of a player, or is that something that just inherently the player has to work through?
I think that's something that a player, I think it's both. I think it's something that you can coach because fundamentally you can help a guy be better. Okay. And then I think it's something that a player also has to work through. So if you're missing balls because your fundamentals are not right, first you got to get the fundamentals right in order for the ball to be delivered to the right spot. So I think it's a combination of both in quarterbacks that you're mentioning, that those lead to struggles. So if you're not fundamentally consistent in what you do, it'd be hard to be consistent in how you throw the ball accurately all the time. So it's something you have to work through.
Major improvement can be made in accuracy, or is it only in most cases just kind of slight improvement?
I think a quarterback can make strides with accuracy, because I think it's you know, I think it's a combination of two things. I think it's a combination of the people around you, you know, because I think you have to have time and precision and good route running and all that. But then on top of that, this guy's got to deliver the ball, the me to you piece, you know, and do it consistently all the time. And again, like you said, we're not talking about our quarterbacks. We're just talking about quarterbacks in general. I think that's how it works.
So what was going on with the headset issue, and how hard did you try to get it corrected, and was the other team having heads?
Yeah, and I want to make sure our people worked their tails off yesterday trying to get that done. I asked the officials, you know, is the same things happening on the other side, but Mary Kay, this started in the first quarter and it didn't stop. A couple of times Deshaun ran over to the sideline. So I was no longer using the coach-to-quarterback communicator. I was using a walkie-talkie in my hand to be able to talk to him, and sometimes that would go out. So this is a league issue, and we'll take it up with the league. We heard there was another team that had the same issue one time at that particular stadium. I felt bad because Deshaun had to handle all that and handle playing the game. And he's not going to make excuses, and neither am I. It's not an excuse. I mean, these things really happen. And so we had to deal with it. But it wasn't – I mean, it didn't – I'm not. That's not why we lost the game. I'll be the first to tell everybody that. But it sure didn't help some of the situations that we were in.
It does happen. Doesn't the rules say that –
Yeah, the other team should have to take theirs off as well. I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, I'm calling plays. I can't, hey, did you make them take theirs off? No, I'm in it, you know. And, again, it's something we have to address, you know, as we move forward.
I'm going to ask you about how things change in the fourth quarter for a young team, but specifically a quarterback. Like, how do you see Deshaun different in the fourth quarter games than maybe he is in the first quarter?
I think any quarterback in the fourth quarter is different. Because it all depends on if you're behind or ahead. You know, I think in those situations, if you're behind, obviously quarterbacks are trying to make plays. And sometimes young quarterbacks I've seen, they take more chances, you know, than what they need to. And sometimes they got to understand the situation when they're behind. You know, sometimes it calls for a field goal or a touchdown. And so you got to understand what situation you're in at that time. And when you're in those things, your mind gets away from that. It gets to let's make the play. And I think when you're ahead, you know, obviously there's guys that won't take a chance on a play just because they're trying to be really team protecting, you know. So, yeah, it makes a difference in the fourth quarter, but I think it depends on what the score is.
Still, throughout the season, you have said that you still, you know, look ahead in your crystal ball and see that Deshaun Kizer can be a winning NFL quarterback. I mean, are you still?
I'm not changing from that. Yes, I do. I think this experience for him is invaluable. I mean, he's getting real-time game reps in the National Football League against some really good defenses that has shown him where he has to improve. And I think we all know that players make huge improvements from year one to year two because all of a sudden you understand the speed of the game, what it takes to win, how you prepare, everything, you know, with a National Football League quarterback to go through it as a rookie. I mean, there's, again, I'm not trying to compare Deshaun to anybody I've ever had or anybody I know, but I just know quarterbacks from year one to year two make huge jumps, and there's been some this year that have done that. Not saying that he will have that kind of jump a year from now, but I would be surprised if he's not remarkably better a year from now from this experience.
Do you acknowledge that you will find yourself in a awkward situation or a weird situation with thinking that he can be the guy and also ending up with a, you know, number one, number two, whatever, three pick and a good quarterback class that you might have to draft a quarterback?
Oh, it could be awkward, but I think that's a, you know, I mean, that's not a good problem because it means you're losing, okay? But I think it's a problem that in this situation you want to have. I think we can't have too many good quarterbacks right now on this football team. I just think we have to, and we've said it before, use resources at that position and go get the right guy that we feel comfortable with to pair them with some of the players we have here to come up with the best quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. That's just what you do.
How do you prevent, though, this experience from being a negative one for him, though, Hugh? We've seen young quarterbacks come and go here that have taken a pounding in that first year and never gotten back up.
Absolutely. You said it. This is what I see from Deshaun. I don't think he's taken a pounding physically, okay? If anything, I think it's more emotionally, you know, because the losing. Let's just be honest. I mean, that is tough on anybody. But he is a very strong-willed young man. He ain't one of these guys that all of a sudden just stays in a tank or stays down on himself. He's very confident. He believes in his ability. And he has a burning desire to be a really good quarterback because I've watched his work ethic. You know, he doesn't run from that. He doesn't run from when he makes mistakes. He owns up to it. He's trying to be the best version of himself. He knows that there's things he's got to improve on. He never said he was going to come in here and light this up. He said he was going to take this opportunity and try to make the most of it. So I don't think he's getting beat down. He knows he has my support. He knows he has his teammates' support. So this young man's going to keep pushing. The goal for me, for him, is these next 4 weeks, 1 week at a time. Let's play as good as we can play and see if we can be consistent, you know, through these next 4 weeks and see if we can come out the other side just feeling really good about your first year's experience and get some wins, you know.
In the most, Hughes, since...
I'm sorry?
What has Kaiser improved the most since the start of the season?
The turnovers. There's no question. I think we're not turning the ball over at the alarming rate that we were earlier in the year. You know, I think he's done a better job of that. Obviously, the last one yesterday, that was, you know, disappointing. We don't want to flip the ball down the middle of the field in the one prior to, but let's look at the situation, you know. That's what I said earlier. Young quarterbacks in those situations, sometimes that's what you get. And that's something I have to get out of him. And that's something I think he's going to grow from, you know. And you hate it when it happens. It's unfortunate. But we've all seen it happen. There's no question about that.
How much more do you think Josh can give him?
He did a pretty good job yesterday. I think, obviously, the more comfortable he gets in the system, the more comfortable I am at what he does and does well, the better he's going to be and the more the quarterback knows what he does. I mean, I just think it's going to get better and better and better every week, you know, that we play just because there's a better understanding of Josh and what he can do and what he doesn't do as well. Just that's how you start to build your offensive football team as you move forward.
When you see Russ Tanakoff, I mean, was that – like what did you see areas where he could do better?
I saw – well, what I think is route depths sometimes – you know, he might have been because of his stride, not because he didn't know. It's just he has such a long stride, you know, and so some things you got to tighten down for him. Outside of that, I didn't see much different in anything else that he did. I mean, the guy can play football. I mean, he was obviously built to play football. He just got to continue to work in our system. And, again, that was his first game. I think, you know, getting football legs underneath you and understanding what that is, playing and play out, I think the better Josh is going to be.
Like your 0-12 record can be attributed primarily to your minus 19 turnover differential.
Has a lot to do with it. There's no question. I'm not going to just put it all on that, but it has something to do with it. We've always said that turnovers is one of the keys to winning football games, so there's no question it has a lot to do with it.
Your defense.
A couple more.
Your defense is ranked ninth, at least going into this weekend. But what do you think is missing that – teams are able to put together these long drives?
Well, we got to get them. I mean, again, we got to get them off the field. Third down, we got to find a way to get them off the field, and we got to make sure that we're limiting bigger plays and mixed down, you know. So, I mean, obviously, like I said, it's not – I know you guys get concerned about the yards. I'm not concerned more about the yards if they're not scoring, okay? So teams might have yards, but they don't score. If we can keep teams down, our goal is we can keep teams around 16, 17 points. The goal on offense, if we can score 24, we're going to win the game. We haven't got to 24 enough times, you know, as an offensive football team to help our football team win games. So that's something we have to do. But defensively, I'm not trying to say we're perfect. We're not. There's things we got to continue to do better, communicate better, play fundamentals better. But I think we're doing some good things over there.
You also have problems on the defensive side with communicating, because I thought I saw Greg with a walk.
We had the same issues over there too, but not to the extent that the offense did. I mean, it was difficult. That was difficult yesterday. That was the first time for me that long. You know, you normally have one that happens, you know, for a play or two, and then they switch you back, and we change a quarterback's helmet or they change your belt pack. That wasn't it. I mean, this was a legitimate issue throughout the game.
Is there any update on Garrett's ankle? Do you know anything more about it?
I think he'll be fine. I do. I think, he finished the game. It's sore. There's no question about that, but I don't think it's anything major there.
Njoku, just what did you see from him in growth? And is Did that kind of jump out when you?
Oh yeah, no, it did. He obviously made some plays. You know, there was a throw to him earlier in the game, which is a great throw by Deshaun, and he wasn't able to bring that one down. He said, "Coach, how close was it?" You know, he wanted to know. And I thought he competed hard. I thought he blocked better. Obviously, the touchdown catch was really, really good. He made some other plays with the ball. Another catch down the middle of the field, which was big. So I think, again, I think you're starting to see signs of what the offense is leading to with him in there. And he's got to continue to grow and get better. He can't just be one-dimensional because people know when he comes in the game, here comes the ball. So there's other things that he's trying to get better at, and he's continuing to improve that way.
Deshaun, how do you pick him back up? This is probably the second time in 3 weeks where he's really talked about how down he is. After the game, he looked, you know, dejected. You saw him looking down mm-hmm. today. How do you pick him back up and get him back going again?
Mary Kay is the National Football League. You know, it got to help pick yourself up, too. You know, this is part of it. You know, we got another opportunity this week. You know, so you got to get back up and do it again. And you got to do it better than what you did. And I mean, being very honest with you, I think that's what we've seen out of him. You know, here was a good week, you know, and then all of a sudden things don't go as well, and then here he comes back. And that's why I keep saying the consistency of doing it week in and week out is what we need to become. And that's when you start to really grow as a quarterback. And I think that's what he's chasing. There's no question he's working hard to try to do that. Hasn't happened for him yet, you know, but I truly believe over time that's what he'll become.
You had mentioned taking these last games one game at a time. How easy is it to do that and not think you only have four chances left to get that win?
There's only four left. You said it. I don't look at it, you know, and think of it that way. I'm again, it's Green Bay this week. That's the only thing we can kind of worry about. I don't look and say, well, maybe it's this one, maybe it's that one. You know, we got to go out and play our tails off and to try to secure a win this week here at home in front of our fans. And that's got to mean something to our players, too, being in front of the dog pound and at home. So I think our guys will come out and play well.